Welcome. Welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your horoscope for the week of April 19th through April 25th, 2021. Alrighty, cue spooky science music. Nice. Alrighty. New sky this week, everybody. I have a lot to share with you. Much is going on. Before we get into it, I am hoping to run a few things by you, though. So for your consideration, please review us on iTunes. You will have my immense gratitude, but also, if you let me know about it, I will send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. Just email me, misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also, find us on IG, Misguided Astrology. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Also, please share with your friends if you know their sign. Maybe you guys like to text each other astrology things, astrology tweets, astrology TikToks. Maybe you could send them an astrology podcast. Maybe. Think about it. But that's it, everybody. We have the sun moving into a new house this week. I'm going to let you know what that means for you specifically. There's a full moon coming up next Monday, so I give you a little heads up on that. It's good. It's going to be good. I have a lot to share with you. So on that note, here is your rising sign horoscope, part of a balanced breakfast. This is your weekly horoscope. Pisces, hey, let's get right into it. Monday, Sun and Mercury enter Taurus. Thumbs up. So chill. It is officially Taurus season, the season of self-care, of curating our human experience on this floating rock in space. What can you do to care for yourself this Taurus season? The cliches are getting your hair done, getting a massage, getting your nails done. Whatever your version of that is, do it this Taurus season. But also, since it is Taurus season, that means that the sun is stationed in your third house. So to explain, if the year in astrology were a book, each house would be a chapter. It is the themes of that chapter which we must be paying attention to in order to integrate before we can move forward. So for you, these third house themes are having to do with communication, learning, domestic travel, you know, your commutes, communications with siblings as well and with neighbors. Your local community is in highlight during third house times. So throughout Taurus season, your attention towards immediate surroundings is up. There is an increase of interactions with friends, the neighbors, relatives, business associates, roommates, and you will be pulling into question how you handle these casual relationships, your everyday relationships. You will be cleaning up your communications with them, especially so if you've been slipping, if you've been distracted, you begin to turn your attention back towards these people and relationships. This is a good time for communications, for expressing yourself, expressing your thoughts and feelings. Be mindful not to pour all of your energy out, because this is a very up-tempo period, very productive, very active. You are all over the place, so be careful and preserve your energy. It's possible this is also a time of vacations or travel, and you can expect during this season that your mental processes should be clear. And if they're not, you need to sort out why. If something is nagging at you, excavate whatever the fuck that is. Get it out. Purge it. So, happy third house chapter, my friend Pisces. Tuesday, thumbs sideways. Vesta goes direct in Virgo, a good time for healing, for receiving a spiritual readjustment. You may be revisiting a ritual or routine that you have forgotten, but particularly on Tuesday, it looks like it could be a long-lost health routine. A workout perhaps could make a comeback. find a way to heal through speaking and communicating with your body via physical exertion. Wednesday, no bold astrology of note, but the moon is trine Chiron overnight. We may be healing through our dreams. This is especially relevant for you, Pisces, who has a very active dreamscape. Hopefully you don't wake up too fraught Thursday morning. But moving right along to Thursday, Venus conjunct Uranus, thumbs up. We love to see it. This aspect, this transit, is indicative of unexpected fun, unusual happenings around relationships or money. Yeah, for you, this could be suddenly romance, suddenly romantic commitments, or that you might be receiving good news from a partner or best friend. Friday, thumbs sideways, Mars enters Cancer. Mars is in its fall when in Cancer, meaning it is not very happy to be here. It'll be here for about 6 weeks, so this time will be sensitive for all of us. There will be an increased instance of meeting emotions with emotions, which can be a bit messy. For you, on Friday and in this time, heads up that critiques of your creations may be especially poignant and biting. Saturday, thumbs sideways, Mercury conjunct Uranus. This is unexpected communications and activities. It's a little unpredictable. It's keeping us on our toes, but this aspect is also telling us that we might have an uncanny sense of knowing things. It is a boost to intuition. You may be literally knowing things before you were meant to know them, so be careful not to jump to conclusions and act hastily. You do not have all of the information yet. Do your best to collect that information, particularly around matters of your shared resources with others and your mental landscape. Be careful of your inner monologue on Saturday. Sunday, thumbs sideways, there is the positive and the negative, the pleasant and unpleasant more so in a sense. Mercury is conjunct Venus. This is very nice. It's have I told you lately that I love you? Compliments, flirting, laughter. It is showing affection and appreciation using our verbal communication. And for you, communication is truly the highlight of the day. You may find this to be true between you and siblings. You will definitely be enjoying the conversations you are having on Sunday. That said, two other aspects are at play. Mercury is square Saturn. This is strained communications with authority figures or elder folks, possibly fathers, and Mercury square Jupiter, a willingness to distract ourselves with things we would rather think about than the reality ahead of us, choosing fantasy to reality, which is a very Pisces conundrum to have to deal with. It's not always problematic to lean into fantasy. It can be necessary. It can be inspired. But be careful not to be pulling the wool over your own eyes. Don't be fooling yourself on Sunday. And finally, the not-so-quiet matter of the Scorpio full moon on Monday. I'll give you more details next horoscope, but one day's notice would have been negligent on my part. We all need ample time to prepare because this moon is a fucking doozy. It is a moon that will impact Scorpio placements, Taurus placements, Leo, and Aquarius the most. Reach out to those friends and be sure they are okay, or steer clear of them until this blows over. This full moon is about our commitments and our mental health. It is destruction before transformation. It is balancing simple joys with complicated mysteries. Spooky. But mostly, it is the lancing of an emotional blister. We have emotions that need to be let out. Pressure has been building around them. Scorpio full moon is here to let them out. No matter the cost, they will explode out of us. We will have little control. It could be messy. Scorpio full moon doesn't give a shit about mess. So while this is important, it may be a fucking shitstorm. Good luck. Alrighty, Pisces, that is all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.